Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Gnarly Munchies. I hope everything is well. Hope you guys are enjoying your weather, whatever weather we're getting at this moment. You know, climate change, global warming, and this whole other shit that we got to deal with. Now we have inflation, and then on top of that, we have, the fucking bullshit food shortage. Yeah, but whatever, man. Whatever happens, happens. We all got to live in this. We're all in this together as human beings. Fuck capitalism. Fuck the system. Fuck these fucking leaders that we have. They all can suck a fucking fat dick. But that's besides the point. Well, anyway, I'm off of my rant about politics and all this other bullshit that goes on in this world with these bullshit ass people. Let's get into the people that I actually do give a fuck about. Yo, shout outs to the Live and Enjoy movement. Major, like, fucking props to them for doing what they do. Shout out to Skate for Changes. Or Skate for Change, pardon me. And last but not least, shout out to We Are Fuck the World. Go check those guys out. They are on Instagram, Facebook, just the interwebs. Go holler at them. Go find things out. So, without anyway, I said so without anyway. Pfft, what the fuck is that? Yo, being human is wild as fuck. Anyway, let's get into this episode. I hope you guys enjoy. We're going to Malaysia today. We're in Malaysia.
Stay at home and like can't even meet each other because like Wolfpack girls, they all stay in a different place, and from where I stay, it's like a totally different state, so you can't cross the state to see each other at all. So there's like nothing that we can do during a pre-COVID, COVID, and then post-COVID. It's just more difficult to skate. They have these stupid rules about going out and wearing masks and blah, 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 blah. And like, you know, like, it's difficult, you know, but we somehow managed to skate now. And nice. I guess now the COVID's coming up with a number again. And again, we have to stop like this March. We haven't done anything, like 3-4 of our goals got positive. So all came to a halt.
Yeah.
And hopefully, and next month, which is April, is the Ramadan, which is a fasting month from the Muslims. So you most likely you can't skate either on that month because you obviously didn't eat and not going to eat, not going to drink. So no energy to skate.
Right, so right, right. May. By the way,
hopefully May we're going to do
something. By the way, I've been recording. I just started recording about a minute ago. And okay. That's pretty much how it goes. Like you, I'll ask a question before I even start recording and there we go. And we'll get into it. But anyway, start by introducing yourself. We'll start with you first.
Okay, sure. I'm Emma. I'm co-founder of Wolfpack. So is Zen. Is also our co-founder. And I'm also the organizer for all of our projects, charities, skate sessions for Wolfpack. Yeah, so that's most likely about me. I like to eat, obviously, and I like to skate, and I like to sleep. Food. And I like cars. I love engines. I love anything with speed, be it skating, be it racing, be it cycling. So that's about me.
Nice.
So I'm gonna pass to Alia and let her introduce herself.
Hi, Alia.
Hi.
Hey.
Introduce yourself. I'm Alia.
It's okay. Don't be shy. You good.
I'm 16.
Oh, you're a little girl. Oh, you're a baby. I'm sorry. I'm old.
What do you like to do? I love to read. Yeah,
something like that. Just don't believe it. I'm so shy. You
good. Don't worry about it. You good. Don't worry about being shy. Don't worry about introduce yourself. Talk about yourself. It's all about you guys.
Hi, I'm Ira.
Hey, Ira.
I am 13 years old, and I like to skate.
Oh, y'all are so young. Y'all like cute.
What else you like to do?
Mm-hmm. I am huge. I like to street luge.
Street luge. Oh, you're brave. You're brave. Like you're like 13.
You sure? Yeah, these two are super fast on a luge.
That's crazy. To be so young, man. To be so young and be so talented. That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. I don't think your audio's coming in and out, but that's insane. That's pretty insane. That's very gnarly. It's pretty cool too. Like most people your age group aren't really skateboarding or doing street luge, which is very interesting. And last but not least, the one of the other co-founders of Wolfpack.
Oh, hey, is there only three of the girls there?
Yeah, because the others like working and Farah is doing studying at the moment because she have an O-level test. So yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. Well, I'm Zan, co-founder. So they're in Malaysia. I'm in Australia at the moment because I just flew over to get to race the first race after 2 years, I guess, of no racing. So I just finished the Yarra Rangers race in Australia last weekend.
Nice. It's good. Isn't it good to be home?
So just gonna do some runs with some of the guys here. I don't know whether you know Jevy and Jevons and some of the other guys, but I met up with the Australian champion Mitch Thompson and his brother, and Zach actually won the Opens over the weekend. Harry couldn't make it because just a day out from the race, he was all packed and ready to go, and then he got COVID positive from his girlfriend, and so he couldn't come to the racing. So the world champ had to sit it out
because his girlfriend had COVID. Nice. So this is gonna bring me to my first question: how did you guys get started?
How do we get started? How did Wolfpack started?
Yeah, how did it all come together? How did the Wolfpack come together?
Well, I guess being in Malaysia, like there's a bit of gap between guys and girls, and whether our citizen likes to acknowledge it or not. So here's the story: like when I was growing up, you can't see this skateboarding. Like for me, if a person skates, they are rich because they can afford to buy a skateboard. But it's a rare thing. You only see cool kids skating in the movies and because they're rich. But here it's a very rare thing. And of course, if you go and turn up at a skate park, most of them are guys. You hardly see girls. You don't just walk around and see girls skating. So I'm not a skater, really. I'm not really a good skater. If you ask me to do organizing things, I can do. But being skating, I don't think I'm a good skater. So seeing all of this situation around me, and I'm thinking, okay, you know what? Maybe I should skate too. Let's add the numbers of the female skaters, and let's make it happen. And of course, at the time, I just know Zen from the days that I was working as secretariat at MotoGP and F1. So then I'm thinking, okay, I'm not planning to make this a thing. I'm just, let's get a couple of girls and boys, little boys, and bring them to McDonald's. Let's get them to Maccas. We buy them some Happy Meals, okay. And let's bring a couple of skateboards and ask them to just learn about skateboards, you know. And I said, sound like fun. So I called Zen, and Zen got this brand from GM in China to send us two skateboards. And we just start teaching the kids, you know, to undo all of the wheels, the trucks, and ask them to put it back on and ask them to skate on it. And of course, you know, they fall because the skateboard's like not turning up good. And you know, I think it's not just about skating. I mean, skating is the tools that I use, you know, because I'm growing up in a poor, in poverty, you know, I couldn't afford a lot of things. So what I did, now that I'm growing up and I can afford to fend for myself, I take all of these kids from where I grow up, you know, and they come from a poor family, and just bring them to Makers. And we do a session, and I said, okay, you know what? This sounds fun. This is like really good. We should do this more. So I invested my money and collected some. Me and Zen, we go around to get skateboard, used skateboard, any wheels, any trucks. We take out some of our money and we go buy safety gear from Decathlon, because we want to start a right, you know, habit to skate with safety, with helmet. We just doesn't want them to just skate like that, you know. And we start with our station where I grew up, you know, and get the local community, local kids to know what is skateboarding. And and it's just like, you know you can't help to change the future, but I just feel like if I can give them 2 or 3 hours of that day, of their day, to be happy with skateboarding, I mean, that's pretty much about it. I think, you know, if I'm the kid, I'll be happy. So that's just really what I want them to do, because, you know, you can't escape poverty when you are like, you know, when you're 5 or 6, you just can't do anything. Right. So, you know, I'm just thinking, okay, let's take the 3 hours of that 24 hours of miserable being a poor family and make them feel like they can be a kid, you know?
Right.
And so, like, that's the whole idea came out. When we first started doing it, it's like we don't even want it to be a charity. We don't even have a name of it. All I know is, okay, I got a salary this much. I'm pledging this much of my salary for a monthly skate session for these kids. Wow. And I make it a routine that every skate session these kids attend, you will be covered with food and you'll be covered with first aid kit. You'll be covered to send to the clinic if you fall. And I'm promising you a lot of fun and a lot of laughter. And it's just a happy time until you're ready to go home. Wow. You know, and it's totally free. I'm not charging you for anything. I will pick you up from your house. I will send you back to your house safely. And that is about it. There is no fees. There's no charges whatsoever. And most of the girls that I took, they're all teenagers who like feel scared, you know, like growing up in poverty gives you a lot of insecurities, right, that mentally fucks you up, you know.
Absolutely.
A lot of things.
Absolutely.
So I'm like, you know, I'm a victim of sexual harassment. I was raped before, and growing up in this poverty times, and it's just, there's nothing you can do, you know, and you're so naive. So I want this Wolfpack to become a platform where girls feel just enough of balance of fuck you, and also a confidence, and also a bravery to protect themselves and to have that girl support. Because if you can't even have that in yourself, you definitely can't empower other women. Right. So we want to skate, we want to be safe, we want to have fun, And most definitely, we just all trying to be a better human being. So, I mean, the introduction of the Wolfpack, how it started, might seem a bit gloomy because of the background of it. Right. But, like, that's what it is. Wolfpack is just about sisterhood, brotherhood, and you can be whoever you want despite your sexual orientation or who you want to be. And I don't care if you are, you know, I don't care if you recognize yourself as a table. Your sexual orientation could be a table, and you can join us and you can skate, you know. So, yeah, that's the introduction.
No, no doubt. I mean, respect. Definitely much respect for that. That's very brave to do and very inspiring. Not a lot of people do take that initiative to hop into the world like that and be like, you know what, this is what I'm going to do for my community, and hopefully I can make a better place for other people who had the same experiences or are dealing with the same experiences that you've dealt with. It's very inspiring. It's really cool. And it's pretty brave to do. Like, it's a scary world out here. And what most people don't know, it's like, compared to the US and Malaysia, there's definitely a big cultural difference, but we all have something in common. It's like, we have the powers that be that run shit, and there's just the regular person.
Yeah.
And usually the regular person gets ignored and they don't get looked after because they don't, I hate to say it, but you don't really matter that much, you know? But what you're doing is showing people that you actually do matter, and like, people do care, and there's ways out of this, even though it may not be the conventional go to school, get education and you'll be free. Hey, there's skateboarding, there's cars, there's whatever you put your mind to, you can complete and you can do. And I think you're leading that example, which brings me to the questions. The group question is, when did you guys start skating? Like, how did that come about?
Oh, well, I obviously started late. Yeah. I'm like 28 now, and I think I started skate 2 years ago, I think. But that is after everyone was like, oh, Emma, you're always organizing and this and that, you know, get on your board. And obviously it doesn't end well. I got a lot of scratches after that. But, you know, like, I also in contact with street luges, female street luges in US and Spain, everything. They said, look, if you really want to do something for females in this sport, you have to also be the number, you know, to add the number. So, yeah, like, I started about 2 years ago, and I don't know about Alia, like, how
since I'm 12.
12. Wow.
Yeah.
12
years old. I
start
to skate when I'm 6 years old.
Six? Whoa. Oh, yeah, you're 13. You're the baby one. You're the baby out the group. You're the baby, baby. He's like, you started super young.
Like, it's funny, right? Like, Ira is like the youngest in Wolfpack girls. And the whole time that she's skating, she only have, like, fell once. Once.
What a lucky girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea. But, like, here's the thing about Ira. You could give her the most non-reliable luge, and I'm talking about the wrong bushings, the wrong, like, trucks and everything. Everyone would be like, I can't get on this luge. It's just too not stable for me. I will, like, have all of these things, and I'm going to fall, you know. And Ira, like, let me show you how it's done, bitches. Like, she will do that. Like, she will literally say, oh, I'm okay. Like, this luge is okay. Like, so, what's the problem with it? Like, I think the thing is with Wolfpack girls, I mean, they're not here, but I really like to talk about them. Like, Farah and Mise is like the two peas in the pod in our group. So they always come together. So Farah and Misa, they are more like a park skateboarding person. So Alia and Ira, they're more like street luge. They like street luge. And we have Iman, which is, I think, same age with Sarah, our captain. So they're all more about downhill. So it's like we have a team, and it's, I mean, if you can see in colors that these girls are skating with a different vibes. So it's so much fun, because Sarah also started very young. Like, she started, I think, about 12 years old, and wow. She started to skate, and now she's like doing slides, she's doing this and that, and it's like, it's kind of almost emotional for me, because when Alia, Ira, and Sarah is the first three girls that went to that first session in McDonald's, and you know, like, from, like, what the heck is this thing doing on the skateboard? What is this for? And they put the trucks upside down, mind you.
Right.
And from seeing that, then they become faster than me, obviously. They luge faster, they skate better than me. It's like, I feel like, yeah, this is really what I want it to be turned out, you know, like, right. And from being so shy and quiet and thinking, you know what, I'm not going to skate because it's too expensive for me, you know, and this hobby is really expensive. To like saying, you know, fuck you, man. Like, come over. Let me teach you how to skate. Right. You know, like Ira is doing her own class, teaching boys at her school to skate now.
Wow.
Like, that is really how it has gone. And Sarah, now she's in uni, from falling and crying, she's actually have a weekly session with all of a college members to skate with her.
Wow.
Like, that's how far it has progressed. And, you know, it's just amazing how it started. Do you want to tell about your college, I mean, your session with the boys, Ira? Like, how do you teach them to skate?
I start to teach them how to brake first, start the foot brake, and start to how to stand in the board, like, yeah, you know,
balancing.
Yeah, balancing and going down
in the hill.
Yeah, on the hill. So yeah,
that's pretty cool. I understand it's a language barrier. It's okay. You can talk.
Yeah,
you can use your native tongue. You can use, if you could translate for me, she could use her native tongue. She feels more comfortable using her native tongue than using English. I don't know, but you could, if you feel free to translate, if she feels comfortable using her own language.
Okay.
Yeah, this is like, and if people don't understand, well, that's their problem.
Alia, do you want to like say anything about how do you start it? Cakap je lah, kaya mah translate kan?
Apa?
Macam mana you start skate?
Dulu kan ada tengok bilang kat sana skate kau.
Hmm. So Alia said how she started is like when she first, because Alia, Ira, and Sarah, they live in the same flats.
Okay.
So when Alia, like, you know, opened the window and see, hey, there's like two girls skating at the car park and it looks pretty awesome. And I'm like, it looks fun. Like, I've never seen girl skate, you know, so like that's kind of like how she started to skate, really, like, and having an interest to skate.
So she's peeking through the window like, who's these girls, what are they doing, like, oh, I want to do this.
That was pretty rad.
Yeah, that's pretty rad. Like, it's pretty rad.
Yeah,
that's pretty dope. So what is it like skating in Malaysia? Like, what is the terrain like? What is the, is there any skate parks? Like, what's the environment like?
Oh, it's hot. In Malaysia, it's hot. Like, if we're in the US, we will probably skate in our bikini. Like, no joke. It's crazy hot here, but of course we can't do that here. Like, yeah. It will be so bizarre. Like, people thinking, what the heck? Because it's like 36 today or 38 Celsius today.
Right, Celsius.
So it's really, 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 really hot. And plus the humidity is like 40, really. So it's really, really hot.
Yeah, that's hot.
So the girls will be just sweating when they skate because it's really hot. And so we have mainly downhill, we have three luge, and we have a normal, like a free ride that we're going. So we don't really go to skate park. I don't know why. We're never really interested to go to skate park. I don't know, maybe because I've never really want to, but Zen took them to skate park before. We went to Kiara. Is it Zen? Mon Kiara?
Yeah, we went to Kiara. We've done sessions in Kiara and stuff. But yeah, we kind of focus more on downhills, which means we kind of head to highways and skate down or luge down highways. Or there's another free ride session area in KKB up in the mountain. So, but yeah, downhilling and skating on the highways in Malaysia is pretty good because the police are pretty chill and laid back, so you don't have to do dawn runs or anything like that and, you know, clear the spot so that you don't spoil it for other skaters. And that's to a large extent why I'm in Malaysia too, is because it's really, really, a lot of the Singapore boys come up to Malaysia too because it's pretty chill and all, you can skate at any time of the day, on any day, and there's no cops really hassling you and shit like that.
How's the traffic?
Oh, sorry. I just saw Farah is in the session. Farah, do you want to like introduce yourself?
Yeah,
we can hear you. This is Farah.
Yeah, I'm Farah. Yeah, I'm 18 currently, but I started skating when I was 15, I think. Yeah, 15. I got it as a gift. I got a board as a gift. And then I just simply started skating. But then COVID happened. So I just couldn't skate for like a year, I think. And then in 2021, I started skating again with Wolfpack. I think Zen invited me to skate. So I just went with it because I wanted to skate. Life is just boring, so I wanted to skate, and I went with them, and that's how we got along. Yes. All right, that's all.
All good.
Yeah, like, Farah is really cool, man. Like, she is awesome. Like, she will do, I mean, she's doing dancing, she's doing downhill, she's doing street luge. I mean, like, there's nothing left for us by the time she's finished. But, yeah, like we have back to the questions, we have skate parks here really in Putrajaya. That's kind of the main skate park in Malaysia, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we have one in Shah Alam, but I think we all can agree that most likely it's just me guys skating. We hardly see girls in the skate park, and when we're doing downhill, like Zen said, we usually travel to this mountain called Kuala Kumpu Baru for downhill and a street luge. And I think downhill skating in Malaysia generally is fun. It's hot.
Okay.
But having said that, like, we have a little bit of politics going on here about skating and skateboarding, skate club and skate this and that. But I have said to the girls that we're skating on Wolfpack, you know, like, we're skating for fun, and it's definitely not about all of these things, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, skating in Malaysia is fun because we got the place, we got the location, and it's just one thing, it's like it's really hot here. It's just
hot.
I mean, it's insanely hot. I mean, if you see the Singaporean boys, they will come, like, I mean, pre-COVID we're talking about, they will come in a big van all down from Singapore, come to our place to bomb the hill with us.
Right.
And most of them just wearing singlets, shirts or t-shirts, because right. It's really hot. Like, they would skate with shorts and t-shirts.
Right.
And it's just really insanely hot. I mean, we do have rain sometimes, but, you know, of course you can't skate in the rain. I mean, we can.
You can.
Think, but Zen doesn't really like it, because, mind you, Zen is, like, doing the maintenance all on our skateboards right. and everything. And so
cleaning bushings.
He's, like, not happy when the girls go in the rain. We had one session in the rain, and, oh, my God, the hell, like, broke loose, and he's not happy, and we all got scolded, and Namo skating in the rain for us.
I had to strip down all the bearings and re-clean them and oil them, and yeah, it's too much.
It took a few hours.
Yeah,
we have so many boards. That's the thing, like, he's like calling me, like, could you please not do this again. Can you please make sure the girls don't wet it? Don't do it. Like, just, you know, he's in agony, like, all the time.
Cleaning like 50 bearings plus.
Yeah, it takes some time. It definitely does take time to clean like 50 bearings.
Yeah.
Yeah. You it's guys insane. Gotta learn how to clean your bearings now.
If you're gonna race, I know. The thing is, we Wolfpack girls, I gotta tell you, like, our weakness, I mean, we do have a weakness that we don't do well in our maintenance, and that is something that I have to teach the girls a lot about. And the thing is, I'm not so good with the tools, with the equipment, the maintenance of it. I've tried to learn to, but I'm organizing sessions, I'm organizing transport, the food and everything. So the only thing that Zen have to do is to look after the boards and everything.
Right.
And the thing is, like, you know, when I asked Zen to, hey, why don't you guide them, you know, how to take care of their stuff, you know? And the thing is, like you said, Matthew, is like the language barrier is like huge. So Zen will be talking. If you scroll through our Instagram, there's this one photo. Well, Zen was just like talking to Ira, and she was laughing, and Zen was like, what happened to the luge? You're not tightening up your bushings before you go, you know? And Zen would be like, how many times do I have to tell you? And like Zen would be like, okay, Ira, you answer me, okay? Which bushings that we have to tighten it up? Which nuts? Is it the front and the back? And then we go like, the front. And then we'll be like, you're going to kill yourself.
Right.
Something happened, you're going to die. You know, so, like, after that, I'm just like, okay, you know what, then you're not going to teach them how to do their stuff, like, you just teach me first, and I will introduce and teach them to guide. But I think Farah is not so bad. I think she's pretty good at maintaining her stuff, right?
Right. Like, I personally don't like rain skating because of that one little factor. Is like, I got to do maintenance. I have a one board here where I've never cleaned. Let's say I got like stuck on bearings. I got a pop off. Like, I don't know how to pop off or anything. So, like, I gave up, or I just like take it and try to crack the bearing from the inside. Yeah, and try to pop off the wheels so I can use other wheels. Yeah, don't let it get to that point.
I don't think Zen will let us. We would die before that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably worse than you guys. I actually had a set of trucks where I got the kingpin down, so, like, it became like a wedge. Not the kingpin, but the pivot. it became like a wedge.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I was only, so I had to kind of like angle my body a certain way to move the board so it doesn't, because it would only drift in one direction. So if I wasn't standing on a certain angle, it wouldn't go straight. And if I had to turn, if I turned too much, I would get wheel bite. So it's kind of like, you're kind of like maneuvering away.
Dang, I have no idea what the heck you're just talking about. Like, that's how clueless I am. But, you know, we're in the same boat, dude. Like Zed will be talking about this, and I'd be like, yeah, I know what you mean. Like, yeah, I don't know what you mean.
This thing has got a bent kingpin.
Oh, bent kingpin. Yeah, I know about that.
But yeah, no, I mean, because the girls are lightweight, you know, in comparison to most skaters, so the bushings were a little bit stiff for the weight of the girls. But Venom, I spoke to Rollo, and Venom sent us some super light soft bushings. Nice. Which we've replaced now with all our stuff, and that's given us some good bushings in there. From the racing here, I met with guys, and there's a mob called Thane Life in Singapore who are now also going to send us bearings and things like that. So that's going to be really good. It's going to, we're going to be able to get some new bearings instead of the shitty old secondhand bearings that we currently use.
Very nice.
Yeah, and they promised us some fresh wheels and stuff as well. So that's all coming next month.
That's freaking awesome. That's freaking awesome.
Yeah, it's
Matthew,
really awesome.
Matthew, could I ask you one thing?
Yeah, sure.
Do you buy your bushings to know what's a durometer, or you have a durometer?
So it's kind of bushing question to a skateboarder who fucking doesn't pay attention to his bushings. So it's kind of hard. Like, it depends on what I'm doing for the day. Like, if I'm going to go fast, if I'm going over a certain speed, I'm going to set it for hard bushings. If I'm going like moderate, it's just regular stock. By the way, I might have to restart the Zoom because I don't have the I have an upgraded version. I don't have the upgraded version, so it might cut out and I have to restart, and then
we'll keep no worries from there.
But
okay.
I usually do, since I'm not that heavy, I do 86A and a 70. Like, so I got 70 roadside and 86 boardside, but also I have it's a homie brand. They produce his own trucks, and I use his trucks because he sponsored me, and I'd like to support my homies rather than go to a major company and all that other jazz. So his bushing setups and up. Oh, there we go. Oh shit. Hold on, guys. I gotta resend the link. All right.
We are back.
Yes, we're back because I have a free version of Zoom and they only give you an hour to use it.
Same.
Because fuck capitalism. Oh, God, I fucking
hate it.
Fuck capitalism because I fucking hate it with a passion, and I think we've been doing this wrong for a very long, for centuries. We've been doing this whole human experience thing very wrong.
Okay, so we're talking about Duro just now. So you do know your Duro, then. You know it's an 87A, you know it's a soft.
Yeah, I know.
You know it's hard.
But don't.
Okay. You know, you might have to share about this with Zen because you know what he usually does when he doesn't know which bushings to use?
Yeah.
He will ask us to bite it to tell him which one is the hardest or the softest. And it's like not until last January that we finally have a durometer. like,
you have a durometer? You know? You have a durometer? I don't even have a durometer. How do you? See, they need to actually start putting like the number on the bushing. Like, okay, these are 80 something A. Like, at least
stand yeah, in there. Yeah, all yeah, usually you check it down with the durometer. Like, she would check it.
Nah, of course, it's always the youth that know everything. She's like, look at me.
Well, at least you don't bite it, so.
I mean, no, because sometimes the colors from different brands, they have the same color but different duro, you know?
Yeah, that's also an issue because you'll have a set of... You'll have a 70A bushing that's like a red color, and then you have like a 98 that's also a red color, and you're like looking at it like, hold on, the bite test actually might work. Like, that's hard. Let me just do that. It's gonna chip my tooth. Like, so here I have like two sets. I have a bushings. These are I don't know which one of these. I know this one might be a 70A cone, and this one might be a 70A cone, but...
Bite it! Bite it!
It's a 70. It's totally a 70. That might not be a 70. This might be a little bit more than a 70. Hey, that's more than a 70. This one? That's 70. That's definitely 70. That's the bite.
That's nice. Good old trick.
The bite test works. This is, I think this might be like an 86 because it's hard.
Lol.
Yeah, so like different, like I think bushings are like, you do think different, like depending on what type of skating you're doing, you're going to change up your bushings.
Yeah.
So me, I like to make things a little bit difficult and I use softer bushings to go faster because it creates like a little bit of speed wobble action and... It'll kind of help you control your speed, like force you to learn how to control your in-betweens. Like if I go over this speed, I'm going to catch speed wobbles. Or if I stay under this speed, I'm not going to be able to do certain things. It's a weird, I like play tricks in my mind. Like that's just my skate thing. It makes it a little bit more fun than constantly doing the same things over and over again. Because downhill does get repetitive.
Yeah, and like with the girls with their street luge, like we have about six street luge. They haven't been bought or anything. They're all custom made in Malaysia. So yeah, it's like not like a Rogers Brothers or anything like that.
Right.
And some of the trucks are also designed here, and even base plates and base plate angles and stuff, we've had to make them ourselves. Yeah.
Wow, that's actually really impressive because learning from my friend who's building his own company, building his own trucks, like the whole engineering process of building your own base plates, trucks, wheels, like all that stuff is very complicated. It's a very exact science.
Yeah, we've been experimenting a bit with rake and stuff like that, how much rake and stuff like that with some of the different trucks. But yes, Sarah, Ira, the 13-year-old, she likes a kind of a twitchy setup too. So even though you're doing like whatever 80, 90 on the highway, she uses Thunder trucks on her luge, you know, the reverse kingpin, and not a reverse kingpin trucks, yeah, the traditional kingpin truck in the front.
Oh, I hope she knows that we don't have video, so pose it.
No, she's a big poser, so don't worry about it.
I'm not worried. I see herself in the mirror, like you got a camera on you, like. I'll screenshot. Hold on, I'll take a screenshot for you so you can have a picture. Hit a pose. I don't know. How do I do this? I don't know. I don't know. I'll figure it out later. Send me some pictures. Send me some pictures so I can put up on the website. No, seriously. Send me pictures so I can put up on the website and I'll have you guys up there. All of you guys, send me some pictures. So I got a question. What is it like skating on a highway in Malaysia? Like, you're on highway roads. I mean, compared to our highways, if we skate on a highway in the States, Probably.
Okay, we let Farah to answer this because she just started to skate and lose on a highway.
Okay, so first thing on my mind, it was thrilling, like very scary because on highway you have cars and like lorries or something. And I think that was very scary. At first, I didn't tell my parents about it, so they didn't know. And then after I told my parents about it, so like we're Asians, right? And they were like, why would you do that? It was not good for you. You might die and something. But I say, like, it was kind of thrilling, but I like it. I'm having fun. So like, why are you against it? Why are you against it? So like, I think like, once you know, once you go through it, I feel like you will have the fun of it and you won't be scared of it anymore. Yeah. Nice.
Very nice. I mean, yeah, that sounds... Yeah, I mean, as a, if I was a parent and I had my 13-year-old going down a highway, I would kind of be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, and it's hot, like always, like on the highway. It's super, super hot. But, like, that's the thing, like, because you don't see people do this a lot in Malaysia. Like, you'll be driving on the highway and be like, what is that just passed my car? Like, let me take a video and put it on Facebook. Like, I think it was back a few years ago when someone recorded the world champion Abdul Nazan street lugeing on the highways and put it on Facebook and saying, oh, this is dangerous and blah 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 blah, and you shouldn't do this on the highways. And like, but of course we are rebel, and like everybody right. was just like, oh, it's so dangerous, like, oh my god, like this guy still couldn't keep up with the speed that he's doing, you know. And so like, it's always, if you're skating on the highway, there's be like, because when we're skating or lugeing at the Kuala Kubu Baru, like they have this bridge where a lot of people would stop to take a photo because it's such a beautiful mountains. So people would be like, what is that? Like everybody grabbing their phone and like started to like record us, and we just like, yeah, that's us, you know, like we're the best, you know.
Right.
And like, but it's dangerous, I have to say. So you know, what's that TikTok video saying? Yeah, at the end, it's not funny. You know, it's not funny.
We don't just jump on the highway. We've been skating, you know, other areas first, so that the girls have the skills and everything. And then before every session, we do a briefing, you know, and stuff before we get on the highway, so that we have the safety. But the other thing, Emma talks about the heat. But when we go to KKB and after we've finished, sometimes we go to the waterfalls and have a swim at the waterfalls there.
Nice. Yeah, you got water.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a beautiful country. I mean, all I see is pictures of it. Like, you're in a paradise that's, oh, it's paradise. But it's also, like, it's crazy because of capitalism.
You're gonna have to come here, like, seriously, you're gonna have to come here. It's insanely awesome on the hills. And like, about, like, you know, going down on the highway, of course it's fun, it's thrilling, like Farah said, but on the side of safety, I'm more strict than Zan, you know. And because I work in F1 and I work in MotoGP, so safety is like a big thing for me, you know. And right. whatever I say when it comes to the safety is, that's it. You won't have any discussion. And, you know, Zen is more like, oh, it's fun, let's go and do it. You know, like, let's just get on the luge and go crazy. And I'm like, nope, you're not doing anything, you know. And you're not going down there. When I say no, you're not going. And some of it, like, if you see me and Zen at the same place, you would think like, oh, Emma is such controlling. Emma is this and that. And I'm like, no, I just don't want anyone to die, you know? Like,
right.
Yeah, they're like the polar opposite, you know? Like, you can see, like, Ima is very, very straight. And then there's Zen, like, okay, let's race down. Let's race to the end. And then Ima's like, stop doing that. Stop doing this. Go to the side. Go to the side. And I was like, what's happening here?
I know, like, it's insane. And the thing is with Wolfpack girls too, like, I make it a practice that, okay, when you go skating, when whatever you're doing when it comes to this sport, you have a buddy system, and I always switch them. So there'll be two person in one team. And when they go down on the luge or on the boat or whatever, you know, you have to make sure the other person in your team have their helmet on and have their proper brake shoes on. And if you are not checking it, you're gonna get some yelling from me, because I take safety seriously. And you know, when and this happened, and no one escaped from my safety check, and that's includes them. So like, for example, like last time when we were in KKP, you know, and I said, okay, you sure you girls got everything covered? You know, and Zen was buddy with this one girl. I think, I don't know who you buddy with, Ira, I think. And I said, oh, okay, Zen, you might want to explain why your buddy is not having her hair in her helmet, you know? And Zen was like, I'm sorry, you know? And I'm like, I don't want to hear any sorry. I just want you girls to luge in safety. Because when you go to luge, especially for girls, when you're laying down, your hair, because they all got a gorgeous hair, and some of us are wearing hijab. So it happens before where Sarah, our captain, her hijab got stuck in the wheels down on the luge, you know. And it happens to me also when I first started to luge, my hair gets stuck in the wheels. And I tell you, it is not fun at all.
No.
All right. And it's really dangerous, and it could result in so many serious injuries. So
yeah, you can,
we are all about fun. Yeah. Of course we are going to skate and we're going to have fun, but safety is really important. And, you know, and I try to, even though I'm doing the content on Wolfpack, I try not to encourage the girls to post any videos or photos without them wearing helmets when they're skating. Of course, you can't, you know, escape from this. You will see videos of someone skating without a helmet and proper safety gear, you know. But I think in Wolfpack, I want to encourage the new skaters, anyone who wants to skate and join, you know, to you know, get a safety helmet, get a safety gear, man. You know, like, it's not going to cost much. I know it's quite expensive, actually, if you go to Decathlon, but really, it saves you a lot of time, you know. And I think Zen can speak from his experience, and that's the reason that, you know, shout out to Zero Gravity for sending helmets to Wolfpack Girls for street luge downhill. And, you know, it's awesome helmet. It's a really good one that, you know, keeps our brain in the place. Yeah, like, so in highway, it's very thrilling, but it's very dangerous, because when we going down the hill here on the highway, there's cars. You can't just possibly, you know, turn up and block the road, you know, like for everyone else to use. But having said that, there's been accident, you know, where our street luges, you know, get hit by a car and had to go to the clinic, you know. And it's just that, you know, I tried to make it really accident-free, but having said that, that's impossible. When you are in this sport, of course you're going to fall, you're going to get scratched, you're going to, you know, hit something, hit somebody, when you, your friend, when you're skating. So, like, you know, we try to make it as safe as we can for the girls, for newcomers, and we don't usually let like newcomer to join street luge, because it's more likely for an advanced girls that have skated before and do street luge. Usually I don't open street luge session to the newcomers, because it's actually quite dangerous. I mean, yes. I have to say that. So yeah.
It is one of street luge is very dangerous. Like, I mean, you're laying flat on the ground and you're like, you're low, like you're very low to the ground. So a lot of things can happen. Some people like especially on highway runs, like people can't see you in their car as they're driving. I mean, from my experiences in the States, is people are very rude when it comes to driving and seeing a bicycle or skateboarder, and they get really aggressive about things, and there's really no reason to. They could just slow it down. You're in a car, speed up to go around you, but they choose not to. I'm loving this girl, her hair right now. She got the fan blowing. It's like, whew. All right, I see you. I see you. Who's that? Era?
Well, now you know Era.
Yeah, Era. I see you, girl. I see you. I'm screenshot some of this stuff, but you guys send me some pictures, and I'll put them up. But I already said that. But another question: hobbies. Like, what is your hobby? Other hobbies outside of skateboarding? I know you like to go fast with cars. And what are your hobbies? Like, what are you guys?
Okay, girls, I'm gonna let you answer this. Come on, start with Era, Alia.
Era.
Oh, hi.
Hey. What's your hobbies? What do you do? What do you do outside of skateboarding? I see your poser. Like, I can't. I don't know what to do.
You can translate, Emma.
Yeah.
You go first now.
Yes. My hobby is skating, of course.
What else you do other than skating?
Other than skating, I usually read books.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're a reader. You look like a reader. You look like a smart girl.
She's a book reader. She's a bookworm.
She look like a smart girl. You can see it all in her face. I'm smart. I know that. Don't be shy. You good. All right. Next girl. Hobby.
All right. Me?
Yeah.
My hobbies.
Yeah.
Apart from skating, I do dancing. I mean, I do traditional dance for like events. I do like traditional dance. And then I do hip hop dance too for fun. And then I think that's basically. Oh yeah, and I also join. Cosplaying and a character. I do that. For fun, also apart from skating, I think that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
Hobby. He's asking you what's your hobby other than skating.
From what my hobby is, I like to cycling and go outside walking or stay at home, just stay poor and game.
Eating, sleeping.
Food is good.
That's was my job first. And cycling, second job.
Nice.
That's what my hobby. Yeah.
Very nice. Emma?
Lovely. So I guess you know what my hobby is.
Yeah. Yeah, you like to go fast. You like cars. Engines.
I love cars. I love engine. Like, because I work with my dad. My dad is a mechanic. So I grew up knowing tools, engines, like speed, everything. What is your hobby, Zen?
Mine? Well, you know, my supermoto and downhill. You know, with the bikes. I mean, I can take you guys into the garage in the back here with all the cars.
I heard stories about you, Zen. You're a wild man. You are a you live dangerous. That's all I can say. You live dangerously, and it's exciting to hear some of these stories. What's some of the gnarly experiences you had skateboarding before we wrap this all up and go into the social media, where to find you guys? But like, some of the gnarliest experiences skateboarding or street luge.
Did they understand the word gnarly, Emma?
Yeah, I do. I don't know about Ira and Alia.
So what is some of the craziest experiences?
Do you understand what gnarly is?
But for me, I don't think I have because I just started. So maybe Ira has.
Gnarly means crazy.
Don't ever say my name, okay? You, before I go to your house? You...
Wait, is the question about... know what gnarly is? Is that the question?
No. What is the wildest
experience? The gnarliest experience. I think Alia has. She got traumatized. Alia? She got traumatized.
Alia! Oh my god, yes. Yes. If anyone is traumatized, it's her. Oh my god. You want to tell about that? When you fall? Luge? Okay, you talk and I translate it to you. Okay, let me just translate what she just babbling about. Like, I think for Alia, she had this, we went to Rimba Alam, which is about 30 minutes from where I stay. So usually the girls will either take train because my house is the same line of the train with them. So we go to Rimba Alam, which is a very beautiful park for skaters that fresh join or do a beginner runs for street luge. And before this accident, mind you, she's the fastest, the craziest, the most that would take the risk and like basically saying, I am not scared at all, you know?
Right.
And so what happened in that fight day, see, she's trying to beat Zen on the street luge. Because usually on the last run of the day, we will do like a mini race. We will see who's the fastest, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Zen will always say, okay, if it's a luge, if you guys can beat me, I will give you money. And you're going to get fresh O-10 wheels, you know, and whatever, you know? So they're like, yeah, I'm fucking 100%, I can beat you. And Alia was like, yep, I'm going to ruin your record for the day. And like I said before, we can't just expect to close the road, you see, just like highway, just like we're skating on the road. So we can't close. And even though we try our best to have someone sitting as an usher on the corners, and that day we have ushers in the corners, this guy came out of nowhere, even when our usher said stop, because there's people coming down from the hill, just for a few seconds, then you can go. This guy decided to go into the intersection where Alia and Zen was heading really fast. I think they were doing at least 70 kilometers.
Okay.
And crashed into this guy's car.
Ooh.
Yeah, and like Alia gone first. I think Zen gone first and Alia came second on that and she still crashed. And like we were just like, and my first thing come out like, what the fuck just happened? Like,
right,
where did this guy come from? Like, we have Usher, you know, like, and Ali couldn't walk for a week after that.
Wow.
Because I think her bum got scraped on the tar and then hit the luge pan handle. So it's kind of like for you guys, get your balls get punched into. So that's kind of like how it feels. So she couldn't walk a week after that. It was really painful for her. And after that session, she was missing for 3 months. She didn't turn up to the session, and like we couldn't reach her. Like I'm thinking, like okay, that's it. She's out. She's not gonna join us anymore. And Zen was like waking up from the crash and like saying, "You okay? You okay, bro?"
Okay, but you know, let me check, you know. And she couldn't walk a week after that, so she was a bit traumatized from that. And if you see her now, she's still like being a bit like, you know, cautious when it comes to her speed, you know, like she's not as fast as she used to. And she will only be, she needs like 5 laps to warm up to the speed, you know, and right. It's really, really traumatized her. And like, I think that is the most crazy thing that happened for her, okay. You know. And for me personally, like, I only started like 2 years ago, and we've done Wolfpack from 2018 to 2017.
Right.
So like, I'm looking at this girl sliding and I'm like, hey, you know what? You know, like my demon was telling me like, hey, you can do that. You can slide. It's just pretty easy, man. Like, yep. Just put on your helmet, you know, and, you know, that's so difficult sliding. It's so easy. So like, I said to Sarah, okay, Sarah, you just show me a couple of times. Let me do it. This is on the hill, by the way, and I only, like, started skating. And Sarah said, you sure you want to do this? Mm. Like, she was, like, in disbelief. And, like, I said, yeah, I can do this. I mean, I managed you guys quite a long time, so I've seen how you guys do it. You know, right. I can definitely do it. And like, so they put the cone. You just have to go through them, not even sliding. You just have to go through the cone before you slide.
Right.
And because the hill was pretty steep, I don't know what happened, but I fall and scratch my whole elbow from my elbow to my wrist.
Nice.
And it was like my functioning hand, which is I write, I eat, I do anything with, I'm a right-handed. Right. And it was pretty fucked for a week after that at work, you know, like it hurts like crazy.
You learn to be a lefty.
That's for me. I don't know about Farah and Ira. They really pros, so.
Nah, yeah, I don't have any. So maybe Ira.
See, I told you.
No,
I told
you. It's not because I'm pro. Because I just joined. I'm the newbie, so I don't have any. Right?
Oh, you?
No, you're not.
Oh, give it some time. You'll have some. Like,
yeah, probably soon.
Yeah, it's the fun text. We call it here. We call it fun text.
Yeah, I think that's everywhere. That's a universal saying.
Oh, yeah. Nice. I just know about that.
Paying that fun tax. Got to pay the fun tax.
Zen had a lot of fun tax bait, I think.
Oh yeah. All right, he's
like I couldn't even keep counting, I guess. I mean, who's counting anyway?
No, you don't. You can't count those. Don't count your fun tax. Just pay it. Just pay it and keep it going. Like, cause if you count how much you paid, you're not gonna do it again. You just gotta be like, oh look, I got a fun tax. That's my fun tax. That doesn't go. See, that's it. That's my pinky. It doesn't do.
How much do you pay for your fun tax, Zen? Yeah. Oh, Ira, you paid fun tax before, I think.
No, I don't have.
No, you fell at Kingsley, remember?
Oh, yeah, I remembered it. I have one.
Yeah.
Like, what happened that day?
Well, it's raining day, and Zen bring me to Kingsley to do some downhill. Then when I don't balance my body, then I see the monkey in front of my.
Oh no!
Monkey.
A freaking monkey.
Then I was surprised. I was surprised. Then I was fell, and now fun take back.
Hold on! You had to dot a monkey. Yeah. Yo, fuck that monkey.
Yo, I also was surprised that monkey on my way.
Oh my god.
Like, that's the thing with her, right? Like, okay, Ira is this kind of like dreamy person. I mean, I think she's kind of feel like, oh, you know what? I've been skating the longest of all you guys. So, you know, I'm not really scared. So she really have this like, oh, I'm going to take it easy. I can do it if I want to. I can go fast if I want to. You know, like I just don't do it because, you know, then you guys going to be crying. So she always have this dreamy thing. So when she's on luge, she's like going down in the luge and she's just like, enjoying the trees, the sky, and the monkey, you know, like you're skating going down the hill and you should be looking where you're going, but no, nope. Ira got distracted with monkey because she was looking at the monkey in the first place.
I'm with Ira.
And I don't know, I think Zan is like having a favoritism towards Ira because I mean seriously, they both went, just two of them on that day, skating in the rain. Like, you know how we can't skate in the rain? And Zen was like, we're going to skate,
no,
Ira.
Let's go to the skate right now. We don't care about the rainy, bro.
Ira, I feel your vibes right now. I'm all here with you. Like,
I want to invite that monkey to play longboard with me, you know?
I feel that, right? I feel you. That's it. We here. Because I do the same thing. I'll be skating. Everybody's moving so fast. I'm like, yeah, I'll catch up. I'll see you later. I'll catch up. Like, I'm not.
Let's go. Let's get to skate.
Like, I'm just going to I'm going to enjoy the scenery, go down on my board, look around. Like, oh, look.
Yeah, bro.
A nice tree. Let's go faster now.
Oh, my God. It's like, you can see, like, she's like, stone almost when she's on luge. I mean, I get it because you were laying down and you know you're going fast and you're like, it's pretty nice. But I don't know, I can't really, because every time I'm lugeing, I'm just thinking how painful my app is because my stomach is so big now. I can't even lay straight and holding my stomach for straight 2 kilometers. And by the time I finish, you know, lugeing for the day, I've been doing one round and I'm like having cramps on my stomach because, like, you know, I probably shouldn't eat too much before, but you know, yeah. I love to eat, and I guess you know, I'll never go fast, you know, compared to these girls because, like, I do one runs of luge and call it a day, you know. This girl will be like doing 5-6 runs, and they're like saying, oh, we're going back now, like,
what? Yeah, we want to do 20 rounds like that.
I feel you. Yeah, 20 runs. Sounds about right. But I'm going to move on to the last part, and that is social media. Where can everybody find you guys? Like, how do people find you on social media?
Oh, the easiest thing, you can go to our Wolfpack, Wolfpack Skate Girls on Instagram. We are really active on Instagram, but we do also have Facebook with the same name, Wolfpack Skate Girls. We do have YouTube and TikTok, but you know, like, we're not really active because, like, we just skate and having so much fun time, and we sometimes forgot to take photos and videos. But yeah, you can find us on Wolfpack Skate Girls on Instagram, and usually I would tag all of our skater girls, so you can just click on the picture and find each of them on our Wolfpack. I think Alia on Instagram called Alia Zahira, and Farah, I think it's FWA Porter, and Ira, you can find it at Irasmi. Sarah is Sarah Zira, and I think Iman is a bit TNC person.
Iman,
so
I'm fixed.
Oh, yeah, I think so. And then we have Nisei.me. Yeah, you can find all the taggings on our Instagram, you know, for our girls.
Nice. So, any shout outs before we go? Like, people do you want to shout out, give name drops?
Oh my god, I can't even start. I don't want to start because I don't want it to end. But shout out for you first. Aww. You, Matthew, Gnarly Munchies, thank for you inviting us to even listen to our mumbo jumbo that we talk about.
No, it's awesome. Like, it's not mumbo jumbo. It's there's awesome. Someone who even listened to
us like awesome. This. And, you know, thank you for supporting us. I know you have never missed to like our photos, our videos, and giving us a good comment on each video. And I feel that you're so near to us, even though you're literally in a different world. And it's so good to have you. And of course, to all our sponsors, Valeria, Lombard Women United, Zero Gravity, and of course, our big, 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 awesome Venoms. And we have skaters, skate shop from all around the world in Germany. I remember exactly what they give me. There's two girls in London that give us safety gear. And like, thank you so much for the supporters. And we have Lana, who's always sponsors our food, you know, for the girls and for the orphanage. We have so many lovely people all around the world. We have this beautiful person called Valerie in Australia that always send us good, you know, message for girls. And it's so nice to see men and women, you know, supporting each other in this community. It's a beautiful thing. I see beautiful colors. I see beautiful rainbows when I see the whole community, you know, despite all the weakness and all the jealousy, all the bullshit in the politics. Like, I'm happy that Wolfpack are surrounded by beautiful, beautiful souls such as you, you know, such as the girls, and, you know, let's just skate and have fun and go crazy and eat a lot and, you know, share a kick.
Yeah. Sounds good. Well, I thank you guys. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for joining me. I will always appreciate you guys. I love what you guys do. It's not banter what you're telling me. I hate listening to you guys talk. And keep doing it. Keep having fun. I love it. That's that. Yeah. I'm going to let you guys enjoy your dinner, your time, and sleep, because it's late.
Well, I hope you have a beautiful sunshine day today. I'm so happy that we all talk to each other.
Yeah. It looks like it's not going to rain, so I'm probably going to go skate in a bit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So no rain, I'm going to go skate.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. I hope all of you are having a good time. Good night. And see you when I see you, Betty.
Later, guys.
All right. Good night.
Bye. Wait, I have a gift for you.
What?
I have a gift for you. Wait.
Hold on. All right. You got a few minutes. You got, well, a couple of seconds. What is it? What is it? What is it? Huh? What?
You know, everyone.
You're such a silly girl.
All right, good night.
Good night.